1 John chapter 3, verse 1, see what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. Well, happy Father's Day here on this Sunday, June the 18th, 2017. It's Joey Kroll with you. So good to see you. Go ahead, kick your shoes off. Take your coat off. It's a little bit too warm to be wearing a coat anyways. And let's fellowship. And Sunday Worship is a program that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. We try to do that each and every week. So go ahead, pour yourself another cup of coffee. Let's prepare our hearts and minds on Jesus today. Here's Ginger Millerman with a classic and Oh, Worship the King. Here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Oh, worship the King, all glorious above. Gratefully sing His wonderful love, our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise. Oh, tell of His might, oh, sing of His grace, whose robe is the light, whose canopy stays, His chariots of wrath, the deep thunder clouds form, and dark is His path on the wings of the storm. Oh, worship the King. It streams from the hills, it descends to the plain, and sweetly distills in the dew and the rain. Frail children of dust and feeble as frail, in Thee do we trust, nor find Thee to fail. Thy mercies how tender, to the end, our Maker, Defender, Redeemer, and Friend. Thy mercies how tender, how firm to the end, our Maker, Defender, Redeemer, and Friend. Oh, worship the King, worship the
to magnify the sweet and beautiful name of Jesus. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Appreciate your fellowship today. Joey, with you, a young boy was out in the country climbing among a row of cliffs, and he yelled out from the top of one of them, "Hey, Dad, catch me!" And the father turned around to see his son joyfully jumping off a rock straight at him. And the dad became an instant circus act, catching his son, causing both of them to fall to the ground. And when the father found his voice, he gasped, "Son, can you give me one good reason why you did that?" And he responded with remarkable calmness, "Sure, because you're my dad." Friend, his whole assurance was based on the fact that his father was trustworthy. See, friend, as Christians, we can throw ourselves into the loving arms of Jesus because He is trustworthy. We can stake our lives upon his promises because he is a man of his word. If doubt assails us, we must simply look at the convincing evidences. Because Jesus is a man of his word, we can be assured today, dear friend, that he will keep his future promises as well.
There's a light that's shining inside of the sons and the daughters, the children of Christ. Raise it high for all the world to see. There's a promise that won't be denied. He's coming to capture his bride. He has paid our ransom and given us new life. Children of Christ, raise it high
praise it high for all the world to see.
You're listening to Sunday Worship. To Sunday Worship here on this fine Father's Day 2017. Joey Kroll with you. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook. Got some time, maybe today, tomorrow, this week, connect with the program on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio. Post some encouraging scripture and quotes and pictures as well. Connect with us. Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. And You know, I just love this quote. The author is unknown, but it just really points to how great our God really is. This quote says, "Anyone can count the seeds in one apple, but only God can count the apples in one seed."
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Oh, surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all will you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine.
Let all glory be given to Him.
Yourself a wonderful weekend. Here we are. It is Father's Day 2017. Joey Kroll here with you. I'm planning on going up to Chicago after church today and visiting my dad and dropping in on him, maybe having some dinner or something like that. So looking forward to that. And you know what? I'll tell you what. It is so easy to be crippled by worry. Isn't that the truth? Crippled by fear, crippled by the burdens of this life. And I'm so glad that God's word has an antidote. He tells us to give our worries, our anxieties to him. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. You know, Dr. Tony Evans said one time, worrying is assuming that God doesn't know what he's doing. Friend, cast all your anxieties, all your worries on him, because your heavenly Father really does care for you.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power and the glory forever, forever. Amen.
Yeah, talk about a pretty song right there. That's Selah and the Lord's Prayer here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll here with you. Well, here at Great News Radio, we depend on God's grace, of course, His goodness, but also friends like you who pray for us and who financially support this ministry. As you know, Great News Radio is listener-supported. We don't air commercials. We don't get government grants. We really do depend on friends like you who support and financially contribute to this ministry. You know, summertime tends to be a little bit slower in terms of giving, so consider giving a gift today. You can send in a gift of support to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843, or you can make your gift online at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, Mark Burns will help you get through the Monday blahs tomorrow for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Look forward to that at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, though, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. I'm going to enjoy another cup of coffee. Have a great rest of your weekend.